It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Just alive.
Good morning, Lagos. How has your morning been so far? It's so good to be back here this morning and screaming, "What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?"
How was your night? Did you sleep well? Mm. Was it cold? Was it hot? Was it warm? Yeah. How did you sleep? Did you sleep good? Did you have a great night? And how's your morning going? Did you have coffee? Whatever wakes you up. What wakes you up in the morning?
Is coffee. It tea?
Coffee?
Nothing.
Or water?
I to wake up myself.
Or maybe your alarm. Your crazy alarm. What wakes you up in the morning? Is it you or the coffee? You know, some of us wake up and we're like zombies, literally walking around like zombies until we have a glass of water or tea or a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee always works for me.
Fessa says she just wakes up.
I have to be the one to wake myself up. Every day.
Right.
Because, you know, you can't be relying on these things. One day they may fail you, but you can't fail yourself.
All right, what's up, Lagos? It's 8 minutes gone past 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to the show. I am Mary Anna Cohn. As usual, I'm here to inject some fun and goodness and good vibes into your body every other morning. Yes, and so after all that political talk, I bring you some good sense of reasoning, but injected with fun. So we're not boring, we're not bland, we bring fun.
Fun!
Fun, and that's what we are. And today, it's, as usual, an all-girl cast until we have Stretch back. In the meantime, the girls are rocking the airwaves.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely, we love to.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about a lot. We're going to be talking about landlord, tenant, wahala. And later on the show, why are we so obsessed with tweaking our bodies? Why are we so obsessed with, you know, trying to look like the girl in the magazine?
Well,
or the guys in the cartoon.
Body enhancements?
Yes. So we're going to be talking about these cosmetic surgeries. We're going to be talking about these enlargements of certain parts of our bodies.
Mm.
And of course, we're going to talk about, most importantly, the psyche behind it. What pushes people to go under the knife for such a very almost sensitive, deadly
surgery.
We're going to have a resource person in the studio to talk to us about the psychology behind it later on the 11 o'clock hour. But this morning, we're talking landlord, tenant, wahala.
Especially in this Lagos.
Especially in Lagos.
Oh my God.
How easy is it for you to walk to a place, to a landlord and say, "I want a room. This is who I am and this is what I do. And I want a room, or I want two rooms, or I want a whole apartment."
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're a lady or a single guy.
Yeah.
How easy is it? And does your landlord live in the same place with you? What do you deal with? Again, there's this new EFCC wahala that if you have a Yahoo person living in your premises, whether you know or not, Baba, you're going down.
Yeah?
But like, what if you don't know?
Whether you know or not.
Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of vetting, proper vetting, getting right information. But does this information sometimes not escape us? This is like jambu. But anyway, good morning, Lagos. Where are you? What are you doing? We're getting the feel of Lagos side by side as we talk about the landlord, tenants, wahala. And later on the show, we're going to be talking about body enhancements. In case you have enhanced and tweak your body, we're not attacking you, okay?
No.
Yes. We're just going to be talking about these things and looking at the good, the bad, the ugly, and what we all should be armed with. And why?
I like the
really
good though, because when you dress, you look good.
Girl, are you thinking it?
Well,
would you do it?
The money's not complete yet.
Oh,
what? The money's complete.
Okay.
We'll probably have a few things done.
All right, Mary Anna Cohn here. With What's Up Lagos from now until 12 o'clock. We promise you, no dull moment. We'll take a tiny, weeny breaker. And when we come back, let's talk. Feta, my darling, is here in the studio. My darling pink Barbie. And of course, the fanciest of them all, Nancy.
Hello.
Good morning, Lagos.
It's an all-girl cast. We'll be right back after this messages. Well, let's go. It's time for us to talk. We didn't come here to be keeping quiet. It's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're reaching you live from Etemiyan Crescent. I'm Mariana Combe, Fancy Nancy. My pink Barbie, Feta, is here in the studio. Let's talk about landlord wahala. It's very important to talk about these issues because you hear a lot about what people have to experience from their landlords. And don't think that we're here to put the landlords on the chopping board because the landlords also have a story about these crazy tenants.
Exactly.
So, are you a landlord? What have you been dealing with? Do you have crazy tenants? Do you have the ones that are Jet Li, they are always fighting? Do you have the ones that are...
And when they fight...
Poke noses.
They destroy. Destroy your property.
Yes, while they destroy theirs too.
Yeah.
Do you have the ones that are poke noses, like Patience Ozoka? They want to know what's happening in your neighborhood.
No, that's not Patience Ozoka.
No, in the movies.
No, she's not. That's not.
She's an angry woman and always bad mother-in-law.
Can be her, no.
Anyway.
Have you seen those movies?
No.
I haven't seen them in a long time. Anyway. Do you also have the ones that are like Steven Seagal? You see them coming, you don't see when they're going.
I like those kind of neighbors. you're not disturbing me, I'm not disturbing you.
Very stealth.
They just come and go.
Peace loving.
I love those kind of neighbors.
And do you have the ones that you gave one person the house? Every day you're seeing new faces. Oga landlord, we're on your side this morning. We're here to feel your pain.
And by the time you come visit, maybe you just want to drive past your house. You are going to see like 175 people in that house.
Exactly.
And they always have an explanation for that. No, that's my uncle's child. No, that's my brother's uncle.
Yeah.
No, this one is my...
Exactly. How do you deal with that as a landlord? Now, let's flip it. As a tenant, before you even became a tenant, what hurdles did you have to jump through to become that tenant? Did they make you sign so many agreements?
It's about time.
Did you even have to use your uncle and his wife to pose as the people that want the house because you're a single hot lady and the landlord does not trust you? Or you're a single guy, you're working, let's say, PwC or Nigeria Info, you know, you're straight and narrow somebody. But because you're a young fine man, the man is afraid that you're going to bring problems into the us. Anyway, these are very serious issues. Let me get my serious voice out.
Mara, let me tell you something. I know I have like a family friend and he was going to rent this property somewhere in the Chevron Access. And the owner of the house, the landlord, was asking him to bring two guarantors that own properties in Ikoyi and Lekki one.
In what?
Yes.
In what?
a letter from his employer.
Really?
Stating that he works there.
What?
And he is an upright human being.
Oh, wow.
She wanted to see all of that. So I asked him, please, did they ask for your blood sample? Because after asking for all these things, like, did they ask you to bring your blood sample so they can run a blood test on you to see if you are normal, if you're an alien or if you're human?
It's not funny.
Well, I really don't blame these landlords because they have to deal with a lot of people lying about where they work. They can actually, some people will come and the first year they can pay the rent. By the subsequent time when they're supposed to renew their rent, they start coming up with stories. So I really don't blame landlords for asking for probably your pay slip from your employer where you work and all of that. Because I'm sure they have experienced a lot. Even trying to evict a troublesome tenant from the houses.
From the house.
Yeah, it's actually a problem for them.
And let's talk about the eviction part.
Yeah.
Some landlords just wake up and increase the rent. No prior knowledge
especially
or information. Exactly.
If you buy a new car, your landlord will be like,
should my landlord be judging me by my lifestyle?
She's beginning to make it life.
That's true.
We need to take her rent off.
No, but sincerely, should you be looking at every single thing I do? What if my dad buys me a car
in somebody's house?
I don't understand it. What if, okay, let's say that a Nigerian fan dash me Mercedes. Can I not drive it?
Okay, I feel like what you're supposed to do is when you get the car, you go to your landlord's house and you say, ah, let me to thank God. My colleague just gave me a car.
Exactly.
The problem is now to be fueling.
You have to be specific.
No way, but
so now, yeah.
You need to be specific.
You're messing with landlord's head.
No. Just in case you see me in the Benz, they dash me and I didn't have money for fuel.
Imagine you're renting a house. Your landlord drives maybe like no offense to anybody that drives Toyota Corolla. Those things are very efficient. Then you're not.
They're like the best cars.
Yeah, you're not come up with a G-Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And you not take two parking slots.
No, I just took up.
Your landlord will be like, okay.
This is the reason why most people park their cars in the next compound.
Something like I just took up a new job as a driver, so my boss likes me to park the car in my house so that I drive it to him in the morning.
Sorry, are you a driver? I said, woman, are you not a driver?
No. Glass ceiling is that it? So yeah, as a woman, I can't be a driver.
When you told your boss that you worked in Nigeria Info, you know, when you were taking the house, you had to use Nigeria Info because you know that
exactly.
It's got great reputation.
You're a journalist,
exactly. And then all of a sudden, you're a driver.
That's her side job. That's the side job. She does Uber luxury.
You gotta understand this thing.
That's I see that you're a very good liar.
She's strategic.
Anyway, join the conversation. 20 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. It's What's Up Lagos, Mary Anna Cole, and Feta, Fancy Nancy. We want to know, what have been your experiences over the years as a person who is a tenant? And also, on the other side, if you're a landlord, what have you had to deal with over the years? Mm-hmm. And why have you taken certain decisions that you've taken that have made people tag you bad wicked, or gal landlord?
Wicked landlord.
Or you as a tenant, what have you done that has made your landlord tag you a problematic tenant? We want to hear your thoughts.
Okay, I'm just going to read this. I think this is law, like Lagos State law. It says a tenant can be evicted or have the premises recovered from him or any of the on any of the following grounds: where the premises is being used for immoral or illegal purposes, the premises is unsafe and unsound, the tenant or any person residing or lodging with him or being his subtenant constitutes intolerably nuisance.
Hmm.
This includes a breach of tenancy agreement.
Hmm.
And if the tenant fails to give up possession on the expiry date of 7 days, like after 7 days' notice, the landlord can actually sue.
Wow. Well, that's what the law says in Lagos State. But then we want to hear from you. Join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call 01465-7190. It's What's Up Lagos. Don't forget, when you call in, you have to give us the password. Pasco. Don't let me beg you. Call in and give me the password, because that's how we open the door to the conversation. So join the conversation right now. Sorry, we lost that call. Call us back. Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up Lagos, baby.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
Pops. Oh, nice.
Open the door for him. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Oga.
Go ahead. Are you a tenant or a landlord?
Well, I'm in charge of property.
Oh, nice. You're a real estate person.
The attitude of some tenants is overwhelmingly unbearable, honestly.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. In one of our facilities at Ogba, the tenants refuse to pay for NEPA bills. Are you with me?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, they started with the water bills. They did not pay. The water was disconnected from EU. Number one. Two, they refused to pay for NEPA bills. NEPA came and disconnected the light. After disconnection of the light, they went and illegally reconnected the light without the consent of the landlord and I, that place that put them there. What do you make out of that?
Yeah.
And now they were given an ultimatum to resolve the lingering, because the entire building was plunged into darkness.
Ha.
So they were, and they were giving a bill of fine of about $280,000.
Whoa.
As a condition to reconnect the light. Yes. So because NEPA discovered the illegal reconnection from Alausa.
Wow.
And up till now, they were given an ultimatum. I gave them an ultimatum letter to resolve the lingering crisis within 4 weeks.
Was it resolved?
That was darkness in the house. That was about May. Up to now, as I'm speaking,
wow.
not done that. What
wow.
do you make of that? What do you make of what? You see, when there was some landlords were out of ignorance, you know, some that are illiterates were out
yeah.
of ignorance, take a undesirable decision.
Mm-hmm.
They remove the ceiling or the door. Uh-huh. And that showed the landlord liable. So
wow.
you can see the unbearable attitude and overwhelming.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, when you call in, I'd just like to put this out there. So when you're calling in, please make sure that you keep it at 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Put your thoughts together before you call us, so it makes it very easy.
Mm.
That is an example of a very difficult
tenant.
Group of tenants.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is why some landlords take the kind of
yeah.
decisions they do. Because
Marianne already made a case for them before. So.
Yeah. When you begin to act like this, subsequently, whoever is going to come into the property
is going to
have an issue with the landlord. Like, if you don't pay,
you
can't come here.
Well, we want to take your thoughts. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Hello, good morning.
What's happening?
Hello, good morning. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
No, the door is locked.
Quack, quack,
quack. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes. Trust alive. Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, good morning. Prince.
All right, Prince, where are you calling from?
Calling from Satellite Town.
Are you a tenant or are you a landlord?
No. I'm not a landlord. I'm a tenant.
Okay.
Yeah. I have been actually listening to the issue on ground. I want to actually say this. Most times the issues, though the tenant has their own wahala, that one is certain. But most times the issues are from the landlord also. Waking up maybe in the morning, telling you they've actually increased the rent. Okay, something happened also to me. When I was actually at Ejigo, towards Ejigo, I don't know if you know that address.
Mm-hmm.
The street wasn't tied. It was a very rough street that if it rained, the area would be flooded, even the compound.
Wow.
So the whole area had to make a complaint to the local government and the rest, and they came up to tie the streets and the street opposite.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Yes,
all right, we're back. Apologies, the adverts crept up on us. And that's why we tell you to stick to 1 minute. So get your points together. Get your thoughts together before you even call us. So you just give us the main points and then we get to the next caller, all right? So let's just keep to time. 1 minute is 1 minute. All right, so we're still talking. If you're just joining us, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. And we are looking at the issue of landlord-tenant wahala.
Mm-hmm.
I like the wahala, Pat.
The wahala, Pat. But Marianne, I don't think a landlord would increase house rent without prior notice. It's illegal for them to do that. They're supposed to give you notice to say, but like probably when you pay your rent, like by the time you're renewing the rent, this is what your new rent is going to be. It's not good. I don't even think it's legal for them to just wake up and say to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm sure that everything has to have a notice. But
yeah.
then somebody sent me a message saying, my landlord increased my rent by 600,000 and gave me 2 months notice. Only 2 months. How am I supposed to raise 600,000 in two months?
So 2 months notice for the next rent or so
she has 2 months before her next rent is due.
No, that's not legal.
Well,
that's
well,
not legal. 2 months, that's too short. That's too short.
But these things happen. How, so you're saying that's not legal, but you see, you know, because you're a news person, you do your research. There are lots of people who get, you know, hit by the bus of, hey, landlord go kimio, where do we go
yeah,
now?
Yeah, because they will tell you it's
because
my property.
Because they have no,
yeah,
they have no knowledge
say,
about what the law says.
Move.
Exactly. And you know that if you decide that I must leave, then you I'm entitled to 6 months to look for a new place. That's what the law
yes,
allows.
Yeah, 6 months, exactly.
But some people don't allow you to do that. And then they take advantage of the fact that you're ignorant and tell you that I give you 2 weeks. I give you 3 months.
Listen, if you're taking a property, and sometimes, like, these agents, Marianne, we even forgot to mention the agents.
That's a whole kettle of fish.
They don't give you the full picture. They don't tell you everything that you're expected to do.
The best time to go and look for a house is now, when it's raining.
When it's raining, exactly.
Mm. Because these agents, I have a friend. It was his birthday two days ago. Hi, love. Anyway. He moved
you
from
said
the
high love.
Yeah, my friends are.
I like
all
the,
my loves.
I like the high love. We'll talk about this love.
Nah, I ain't got no love. Anyway, he moved from the mainland.
Okay.
And bought a house in Aja.
Okay.
It took him months and months to be able to move into this house. In fact, he was really excited that, oh, you that doesn't come to visit somebody on the mainland because you say I'm an island girl. And I'll say, this is a long distance relationship. I can't do it. I can't be flying from island to mainland. It's not possible.
Wow.
I'm joking. But he got this house. Long story short, after he had paid so much money,
yeah,
they renovated the house, fixed everything, blah, blah, blah. There was no light.
Yay.
The agent failed to mention this part, that the houses were not connected to the grid.
Whoa.
So for another 4 or 5 months, he could not live in a house that he has paid for, fixed everything, and could not move in. And I said to him, you're a very nice somebody. I take you to police. I keep you there for some time, so you
because
understand.
Because even getting your money back from these people is another ball.
He had to
pay
extra money to get light. In fact, I think he had to resort to solar because he had to move into that house.
Yeah.
He had to now start staying in Airbnbs to while away time while they sorted
extra
out the light
expenses issue.
Expenses. Let's not forget about the traffic that goes in that direction and the bad roads and all of that. So, I mean, agents on their own. It's great, and I'm not in any way trying to knock, maybe I am, knock agents and real estate guys. Tell the truth for a change. Let people see the true picture of situations so they
and
can prep
read
themselves.
The documentation,
for it.
Whatever documentation a
read
real
the fine
estate
print,
person
Nigerians.
Gives to you, just read,
the fine
read
print.
It.
Read the
read
fine
it.
Print. Join the conversation. We're talking landlord, tenant, wahala. Are you a landlord? What kinds of issues have you dealt with your tenants? And why do landlords frown at giving single ladies, beautiful, hot ladies like me, houses? Or single guys?
Because they want to ask you, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
What does a responsible married woman or man have that I don't have? A family, Abby. That's all you're gonna say.
Nah.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
They want to know, what do you do for a living? Can you afford to pay this rent by the time it's due?
Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993 or 0801-465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Or send us a WhatsApp message, or you can tweet at Nigeria Info on our Twitter handle. Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. It's WhatsApp Lagos. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the passcode, sir?
What's
yes. up? The door first is open. Life. Come on board. What's your name and where are you calling from? Oh, that is bad connection. Sorry about that. You can call us back. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the passcode?
What's up, Lego?
Uh-huh.
Chest to life.
Chest to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Andy Okoro calling from Ilufe in Ojo, Lagos.
Andy K. Kano.
Very fine.
Nice.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. We have, just like we have irritating landlord, the same way we have irritating tenants.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yes. Some landlords are bad. Some was a tenant, but when they become landlord, they forget that
they were once tenant.
They were once a tenant. And they want to make you feel as if you worship them. And some are just unreasonable because somebody will build a house, increase the rent, a two-bedroom flat, 800,000. The stubborn individual may want to come and pay, knowing that after the expiration of the 1 year, you may not be able to pay again because you see their landlord self is greedy.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. Oh dear, sorry about that. Call us back. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's
yes,
up, Otunu?
July.
Hey,
okay. Hey. Whoa, hey. He keeps energy.
Good morning, cheers to life.
Now, that's
morning.
The energy we're looking for.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Joy calling.
Joyce, ooh, I love your energy.
Wahala.
Mm-hmm.
On my part, it was a good one for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, now, because he pushed us to have our own house.
I like that.
Then, when we now have another house, put tenants there, what I see there, it was not okay for me.
Wow.
Because there is one single lady there on one of the flats.
Hmm.
If anytime he has issue, there is a... caretaker that is controlling the place. But he always call my husband in the night to come and fix that issue. I say, what is going on?
Marianne, she just answered your question. Now we know why landladies don't want single tenants in their houses.
That's true.
Why is she calling the husband? What's her game plan?
I'm sorry, Joyce, your 1 minute was over. I would have loved to ask it. How you feel about it?
She didn't feel good about it. Like, her husband is not a plumber, neither is he an electrician.
But he owns the building.
Well, he's not a handyman. He's a landlord. He's not a handyman.
Because you see, the man has.
And why would she specifically call at night?
He probably has the numbers of all the people that need to work.
Why would she specifically call at night?
Because you know, the woman may not necessarily have all the answers, and that's why she's calling the man.
Has special I don't even use the word ulterior. She has special motives.
The motive is that she wants something fixed.
It's not gonna work for her. It's not gonna
Let's
work.
Let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Liz?
Yeah, cheers to life.
Cheers to life. What's your name and where are you calling from?
First time calling.
Yeah. All right.
My name is Ogenetega, calling from Bojulaki.
Ogenetega, nice name. Go ahead.
I will say, to my own opinion, landlords are so very difficult to live with.
Okay.
Are you sure all landlords are difficult to live with, or
we
some?
Just had one that said.
Not all landlords are difficult. There's some, sorry to say, some landlords are very difficult to live with.
What's been your experience?
On my own point, the major thing, the way Lagos is before is not like the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And landlords are just trying to increase rent because of the way they think Monica is easy to get.
I'm so sorry. I want to hear your particular experience. What makes you think that either a landlord is difficult, or he's unfriendly, or maybe he's the nicest guy. I've lived in places where the landlords were amazing, you know, and I've not really had a bad landlord per se.
Marianne, did you know that earlier this year or sometime late last year, I think it was earlier this year, that Lagos State Government had actually tried to introduce the monthly rent?
I just thought it should go in the trash. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I'm sure with the recent recession, it would have just been too much for people to handle. Just imagine, you're thinking of school fees, you're thinking of rent, you're thinking of how to get to work, you're thinking of how to feed, and rent is coming at the end of the month.
So I think it's better to save towards rent than to pay monthly. Except you're a single person, then that works. So you just know that.
I didn't buy the monthly rent thing as well.
I thought it would have just been
so much. Not for this economy. For this economy.
And I thought that it was wasted effort for even the National Assembly to be talking about it. It was just unnecessary. It's my opinion.
I know, but when you say it was wasted effort,
I thought so, darling.
They sat down and wasted their time to bring that up.
It's wasted effort. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life, my brother. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ajabo Marcos. I'm calling from Bagada. Good morning.
Morning. How's Bagada this morning?
That's a good place in
Bagada.
Lagos
is fine.
Nice.
Brother, you have to have money to live in Bagada.
According to what we heard 2 days ago.
Yeah. You see, my own personal experience with my former landlord is an Ajabo man, very good.
Aww.
Why me? I'm not a Igbo Yoruba and I came from another state. Mine is very good. When I want to leave the house to another nearby place that I want, the man, he was not really happy that I'm leaving.
Aww, that's sad.
Yeah, Shout out to your landlord.
Yeah.
Well, you just helped me organize vehicle and. When I carry one load, you will carry the second one.
Amazing. Wow.
Shout out to that landlord.
And he was Ijebu. Interesting.
I've had an amazing boss.
I'm just
who's
saying.
Ijebu?
No, you have to say it. Fully say it.
Are you Ijebu?
I'm not.
But I have a boss that was amazing. Ijebu. And that was my first Ijebu experience.
That's nice.
Amazing guy. Amazing. Mr. Gobanwo, what's up? I'm telling you, and that's nice. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hey.
What's up? Cheers to life, my brother.
I'm climbing the mountain even as I'm getting to you guys.
You're climbing the mountain. Which mountain?
My elder brother owns property, like I'm the one managing. But I'm the tenant.
Okay.
There's this lady we used to have. Her generator got burned in the generator room.
Oh.
Yeah, it was caught by one of the tenants. Maybe the generator was leaking and all that.
Oh dear.
They had to call me that. We had to buy her a new tent.
Sorry. Her own generator caught fire, and then she's insisting that you, the building manager, buy her a new generator. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. One of the tenants put plank under his generator, and the generator was leaking. So it just this thing caught fire, and I was even trying to bring out all up people's generator from the generator house.
Wow!
And you had to use fire extinguisher, and they were all there looking at me. What did baby have to say? Like, she just bought this generator that we had to buy. I'm like, what? Is it my fault? Or is it the fault of anybody? Look at it. It's your negligence. The negligence of one of them.
So I think what was happening is the lady was trying to blame maintenance. Maintenance department.
Yeah, but I mean,
that they didn't do their job. Like, you guys were supposed to check that everybody's generator was respecting themselves. Everybody not
checking. But I also have a problem with how these generators are clog up together.
I don't think that's even safe. Like, is this supposed to be like
I know that all fingers are not even, you know, and you can't say, oh, let's just all buy. That's another thing. To get everybody to bring money to buy a generator for everybody that lives there is another problem. See, the biggest issue you can have with people is contributing money for anything.
Just, you see, me, I love good things in life.
I can tell.
So there was a time I was looking for a house and I know that I cannot afford this, but I took myself there. There's an estate. Where you stay? I'm not going to mention it, but she knows where I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Where Marian is a big girl. You guys should see.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So I'm a squatter.
Where Marian stays? Well, I go there like, okay, I want to buy a property here, you know? And I can never forget what this guy... Then I took it as an insult, but honestly, when I sat back and thought about it, it's very true. This Otumba says to me, Madam, this estate, I won't mention the name of the estate, this estate is not for everybody.
Hey, Willigi.
Hold up. He says, there is certain kind of people we allow into this place. Then I felt insulted and I was like, what do you mean by that? But it's very true. Because there's the kind of decorum.
Wow.
In that estate,
yes. There's certain things you can't do.
There's certain things
you can't
hang
your clothes outside.
And they all agree. They all agree. And he was right. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Because some people will come there and constitute complete nuisance. It's the truth.
And they've been able to sustain it over the years. Just walking by that
the kind
place,
of decorum.
Yeah.
It's really not for everybody, and I agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
So cut your clock, cut into your clock.
Exactly.
We'll take one more call, and then we'll go to the messages on WhatsApp. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay, what was that? Hold the brakes. Start again.
Oh, Lord.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
What's up,
Lagos?
Lagos. Good morning.
Gentlemen, you have come. You have arrived.
Just open the door.
What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is still Etim from Ikorodu.
Etim, Messiereo.
Messiereo.
Idiot. Okay.
I had a landlord.
Uh-huh.
Although I'm a landlord now.
Hey, big boy. Hey.
Thanks. I was living at Ali Mosha Road before.
Okay.
This landlord would make sure that every weekend, he would take me and my friend in his vehicle, which he would fill by himself.
Wow.
And drove us all around to ensure that we got a land.
Wow.
He never wanted anybody to leave his house without having a land.
Amazing. Wow.
So, and the man used to support us.
Wow.
Every inch of the way.
Wow. Wow.
He provided us with what, in fact, there was nothing. Even the rent increase that I'm seeing now prevailing, it wasn't so.
Wow. Times have changed, Dayton, but thank you very much for calling. Your 1 minute is over. There are still very nice people out
there. That
landlord
was special.
Very special.
They're angels.
He wanted to ensure they had something for themselves.
Because every decade, an angel drops to the face of the earth.
I don't think that's the prayer of some landlord. Because like if all his tenants leave, who will pay rent?
Exactly.
Our landlord is special.
So we've got messages on WhatsApp. We want to run quickly to those messages. Feta, please do us the honors.
This one says, Marianne, I knew you were a case when Femi brought you on for WhatsApp. He has a way of picking. Tell him track you said so.
Whoa.
Okay. Shout out, boss.
All right, what's up, Chicky Chicky Lagos? Is that the name of the show?
Chicky Chicky.
Okay. The issue I have is after paying for rent and spending money trying to put the place in order, now landlord siblings are saying the house cannot be used for commercial purpose. Meanwhile, we told the landlord before making payments. Now they want to refund just the rent paid. Am I supposed to forget about all the money I spent putting the place in order?
Did you read your tenancy
agreement? The fine print?
Yeah.
If you did, then get yourself a good lawyer.
Exactly. You can get all your money back.
Mm-hmm.
Now this one says, what's up, Lagos? Some tenants are really very hard to manage. I currently have a tenant who refused to pay water bill because the water is not clean enough despite treatment.
I'm sure they live in Lekki.
Of pumping water.
It's a problem.
I'm sure they live in Lekki.
He said he also washes from through the sink without using the sink strainer, thereby clogging the drains.
Oh gosh, I hate that.
That Lipton color water. Mm. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We're taking more of your calls. We have just about 2 more minutes before we wrap things up here. 0700-993-993-993. We're talking about landlord-tenant wahala. I like to say that part.
Wahala.
Wahala.
Wahala. That's British, eh?
I used to have a new gender that would say wahala.
Wahala.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Mm-mm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Now that's the energy.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life, my brother.
My name is Fortunate and I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Are you passionate enough? Passionate.
Oh, in fact, Fortunate, I said.
Oh fortunate. Nice. Go ahead.
Yeah, my former landlady, she was a very good
Woman. Fortunate, please turn off your radio. Please.
She was a very good lady.
Mm-hmm.
But in December, I packed out of her house because of space. And the other landlady that gave me house, she was a head to me. I only spent 1 month in the compound and I packed out again.
Wow.
What happened? She said she doesn't want a tenant that has 2 cars. We are just sitting in the compound. She's the only one that...
But your success is blinding. It's too
she
blinding.
Want. She doesn't want.
Ah.
So she doesn't want anybody that will come disturb her, come and move your car. I want to come out.
Oh, I see. But you know, sometimes your success is too blinding.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's overwhelming.
Did we not just talk about this guy
I don't
issue?
Need you to come and clog my own house.
Like, we just spoke about this guy issue.
But sometimes these things are ridiculous, but it's their house. It's what they want.
Well,
so you move out.
Well.
I mean, these issues continue to abound. Unfortunately, there's nothing some of us can do about it.
Yeah.
But we have to go because the breaker is coming quickly. We have one message. We'll read it and then we'll take a breather. On the other side of the clock, we'll be having an expert. He's a life coach and he's going to be talking about the psychology behind body tweaking. Do you have friends? Are you thinking about tweaking your body, maybe getting a flat tummy,
mm-hmm.
or a liposuction, or getting a BBL? Well, I would like to hear your thoughts on the other side. Let's take that message.
Okay, this person says, welcome back to Radio Marianne. Remaining for you to host a show to become a Ryan Seacrest BOB.
Oh.
Indeed. Thank you very much. We'll be back on the other side. guys to WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cole, and together I did promise you that today we're going to have a great conversation. Mm-hmm. On this other side of the clock, I did promise that we're going to be talking with a specialist looking at the issue of body enhancements, BBLs, cosmetic surgeries. What's the psychology behind getting under the knife? This is something that we've seen happen over and over and over again, and now it's more than ever
especially in Lagos. Like, everybody has something,
you know, before
on.
It used to be something you watched on Dr. 90210.
Yeah,
but now it's coming home.
Like, you go to the supermarket and you're seeing somebody looking like they just walked out of Brazil or Miami or something.
You know, so yes, it is very intriguing, but it's a conversation that must be had. And we're not in any way trying to say, oh, we're haters. We do not like your body. No.
Are we hating?
Your body is beautiful.
Are we like silently hating?
No, I don't think so. But we're also looking at the psychology behind, you know, people wanting to get under the knife. And my guest today is going to be walking us through what he thinks actually fuels that. My guest is he's a coach, but I'd like to give you a little background to who he is. Now, his name is Gbenga Ademujimi. He believes in Nigeria so much that he left the comfort of his overseas living and moved back about 7 years ago to partners with Minds in rebuilding the broken walls of the motherland, Nigeria. I like him because he does not just call himself a life coach, but he calls himself a reformer.
I like Nigerians that come back home to try to make a difference.
I know, right? Anyway, he's going to be talking with us via Zoom today. So, Gbenga, can you hear us? Good morning, and thanks for joining the show.
I can hear you clearly.
Perfect, perfect. Gbenga, now I'm sure that you have heard or you've been on forums where conversations about body enhancements, cosmetic surgeries, botched surgeries have been had, and half the time these surgeries are for the ladies who are trying to look a certain way, and even guys now are going under the knife to enhance certain parts of their bodies so they can fit in. I'd like to ask you, as an expert, first things first, what would make a person begin to question the creator's master craft, that is us? What would make a person begin to question their looks and why they should begin to look like somebody else, or somebody from the Life magazine?
Okay, thank you very much for having me here.
Yeah.
I like that introduction. Very, very funny, but that's the reality of today's lifestyle.
Mm.
So the issue on ground is that not that they are questioning the originality of the creator. You see people, okay, let me say this. Medically, sometimes people are actually deformed from the womb, not because that was how they were designed, but because of the lifestyle of the mother. So if care is not taken, such person, the image, the design, the original design can actually be deformed from the womb. You understand? As in lifestyle, the way you, what you eat, where you go, what you put in your mouth, what you inhale, you know, different things can contribute to that fact. Okay, so having said that, if you now come out and you say, okay, I don't like how this part is, it's different from you not seeing very well. It's different from you doing a side surgery, you know. It's different from doing eardrum surgery. It's different from your mouth or your teeth. But we are talking about maybe your butt, your breast, your, you know, your frontier or the backyard, you know.
Well, on morning radio, yes, you're permitted.
So it now depends on how you are looking at yourself. How are you admitting yourself? Do you admit yourself for yourself? Or you want to admit yourself based on the admission of other people?
Mm.
Oh.
Talking about the admission of other people here. Now, as kids, people make fun of so many parts of your bodies. Yeah. I hear people say, well, the reason why I changed my nose was because people called my nose a funnel when I was a kid. Or people would say, well, for example, me, I had friends who used to say that my legs were like cue sticks. And I liked it. I laughed about it. I couldn't be bothered because I was a child who was okay with my body. But then there are other people who change certain things on their bodies because they were bullied. Yeah. Or maybe the person they were in a relationship with pressured them to do so. Or maybe somebody cheated on them with a lady with a flat tummy or a big ass. I'm sorry, big bum. MBC, sorry. So, yes, how do you deal with those kinds of issues? Because so for some people, it's psychologically damaging and it leaves the want or need to tweak to that better, part of that body. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let me say this emphatically. Anytime you are worried about something or anything somebody has criticized about you and makes you feel bad, you should go and check your manual of your self-esteem and confidence.
What do you mean? What's that manual?
Let me repeat. Anytime you feel bad, you feel criticized, you don't feel good because somebody say something about a part of your body, excuse me, go and check your manual. That is if you have about your self-confidence, your self-esteem. What is your manual? Your manual should be based on your vision for life. What is your vision? What are your values? What are your virtues? What is your vision in life? What are your values? What are your virtues? If anything, you know, every corporate organizations will say, oh, this is our statement of value. Or value statement. This is our vision. This is our mission statement. Every human being on planet Earth is here based on one thing, purpose, or another word for that, assignment. Permit me, what's your name again? Sorry.
Marianne,
you are here as a broadcaster, as a radio broadcaster, as someone who is, you are using your gift, your skill, your training, your professionalism to build lives in lifestyle management.
Yeah.
Now, that's what you are doing now. I don't think anybody should say anything about your lips or your nose or your eyes, and you should get worried. Listen, I tell people, I bend that demujimi. If you are taller than me, you are too tall.
Come on.
If you are fatter than me, you are too fat.
Wow.
If you are shorter than me, you are too short.
Somebody stop
you. You know why? Because I am critically designed for my assignment by my manufacturer.
He's confident.
I am
who
a
he is.
In the hands of my manufacturer. My design fits my assignment.
Whoa.
So I will never for once compare myself with you. Your assignment is different. So also your design must be different.
But Benga, this sounds all fine and dandy, but in reality, we're seeing that maybe this is the picture that's being painted on social media. These girls with these carved out bodies are cashing out. They're the ones on the yachts.
Yeah.
Having the biggest of trips. They're flying in and out.
Absolutely
they're
beautiful.
The ones who get the gigs, you know, and they're the ones, according to certain people who I've spoken with, get the hottest guys with the big cash. So why would another young girl not want to have that
emulate
body?
That kind of
being that
lifestyle.
That's what they think is how you get to cash out.
Also, it goes back to your manual. What is your manual of life? Do you even know who you are? Okay, recently, people were bashing a presidential candidate about certificate or no certificate. Excuse me, certificate is good. Your schoolmates, yeah, we should know them. But excuse me, there is a superior conversation above what you have, which is who you are. Who are you? Who am I? Marianne, who are you?
What is your core?
I know who you are.
What is your core?
I'm a mamba.
Listen, if you know who you are, what you have will never be a superior conversation over who you are. Because who you are is the foundation, is the platform, the premise on what, on where every other thing builds. Mm. So such people are, they are leveraging, they are living their lives based on what can crash. I repeat, they are living their lives based on what is temporal. Anything that can be seen, anything that can you, anything you can see physically is temporal. It is not permanent. What is permanent is invisible, which is your character. So I tell people, for example, you want to marry, have you checked the brain of the person you want to marry? You can't see the brain, you can only see the effect. Excuse me. Have you checked the background? Have you, when I talk about the background, I'm not talking about whether the father have the money or the mother is wealthy, because the son of a rich man is not a rich boy. Do you understand? And the daughter of a rich woman is not a rich girl. So do you check that? Do you check the beatitude? That's the inner attitude, the character
of the person.
Those things are not seen. It's like an iceberg that you are seeing the 10% on the surface, but the 90% is under. And what is that 90%? The standard of belief.
Wow. So
belief system, the culture, the information. What are the things that you, that is inside of you? Then did you check the breath capacity? When I mean the breath capacity, which is number four, the breath capacity talks about, okay, what does she or what does he have upstairs that can be put to the table, on the table? Don't forget that some people, if they go bankrupt today, if the organization dies today, there is something in their head that will raise a bigger organization tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If you base your lives and your decision on the cars that guy is driving, or on the house, or the kind of, excuse me, when that crashes, what happens? What happens? Because you have not checked the inner being of that guy, of that lady. So people who live their lives like that, excuse me, they don't know who they are. They've not discovered life purpose.
Well, Fancy Nancy wants to say something.
Yeah, so I've had people say they do these cosmetic procedures because they just want to feel good. They want to look good. Personally, I have said if I can get anything done, I have some things I would like to have tweaked, just because it's not like I have so low self-esteem or anything.
Nancy, you've had kids.
Yeah, I've had kids. I just want to look the way I looked before I had those kids. I want to be able to wear some certain kind of outfit and look at myself in the mirror and be like, girl, you look good.
So Benga, for a person who's vain like me, I work out every day because I like how my body looks and I want to maintain and I want to feel good. I may not go under the knife, but then I give birth and then my body goes into a different form and I say, well, I don't like this
body. The way you look,
I don't want to be depressed about this body. I want to fix it.
That's different. That's a different thing. You are not doing it because somebody is bashing you.
Okay.
No, you're doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it because I want to look good.
You are not doing it because you are imitating people. Imitation is limitation.
You are doing it
because you, the owner of the body, excuse me, I said to people, if your tummy is, for example, some of my friends see me recently and they said, oh boy, your tummy is growing bigger, what's going on, are you eating late, blah blah and all that, and I started working on it. Me, I don't need to go to gym. All I need to do is to fast. I fast 2 days, it will disappear.
Magic.
That's part of the correctional measures. So what you are doing for yourself is correctional measures for yourself, not for somebody who does not know you on social media, who just criticize you for no reason, and you want to kill yourself, you want to raise a 4 million naira,
exactly,
to go and do a liposuction that nobody will clap for you after you have done that. Come on, it doesn't work that way. But when you are doing it for yourself, or your spouse says, oh baby, you know what, dear, I think you can do some things about this area, you know, about this, I mean, we can manage, you can. And you know, the guy even goes on Google and finds some measures for you. Oh, we can do this, we can do this. That's a different ball game. Uh-huh. You are not doing it to satisfy nobody. When you are doing that to satisfy people, it means you have lost your sense of entitlement to your life.
So you're letting other people run your life. Now, we have a few minutes before we go on a break. And if you want to join the conversation, Binga is a life coach. And we're talking about the psychology behind these cosmetic surgeries, body enhancements, tweaking. I mean, we can even go and talk about the men who say, well, I have a little this. And the women are not happy. They're leaving me because, you know, my thing is little.
Yeah.
And there are these adverts every day that I could enhance it and I'm going to do it. But then there are side effects to it. But then you can also say that this is pressure. Pressure. But then there are deficiencies that people have. How do we deal with those deficiencies? I mean, I like Binga's confidence level. It's, it's very contagious.
Very contagious.
But can we say that for every person who's listening to this show? Now, if you're listening and you've had one part of your body tweaked, we're not judging, but what's the psychology behind doing that? Are you happy with yourself?
Yeah.
Was it easy to go through the process? Have you had a botched one? Because we've seen a few people die. Seen people bleed to death. The most recent one was the girl from Port Harcourt. So why do we do these things? We want to hear your thoughts. Are you trying to fit in? Are you doing it for yourself? Are you doing it because you want to get more attention?
Are you doing it because you want to be on a yacht?
Well, and get
in Dubai. Join the conversation. It's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have just 3 minutes to take a few calls and then on the other side, we'll continue this conversation. 0700-993-993-993. If you have questions for my guest, he's right here to answer those questions. 0700-993-993-993 or you could call 01465-7190 if you're a lady. Join the conversation because we'd like to hear more from the ladies because they seem to be the ones who go more under the knife for these BBLs. I remember a friend who said that she was flying home from somewhere to the US and most of these ladies were on their knees all through the flight because they just got BBLs for the summer. Okay, so join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. Why do people go under the knife? Is it for the gram? Is it so the dresses can sit better? Is it so they can look like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B? Is it for their self-esteem? Or is it for their personal happiness? We'd like to hear from you. And you can also join the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info. Our guest is still in the studio. Winga is a life coach and he talks to people about, you know, the psychological benefits of doing certain things and, of course, the disadvantages of doing certain things. Now, Nancy, have you met someone who said, look, I'm going to do this because I want to go back to being a baby girl? I think that the guys like the BBLs and that's how you get them. Because if you don't do this, you're slipping on a bicycle.
Well, I haven't met somebody that wants to do it because this is how you get the guy with the bag. I have met me. I want to do it because I want to look good. I want to look so good because, like, you know, when some people are lucky, Marianne, and I think you have those kind of that kind of genes anyway. After you've had kids, you still look the way you looked before you had. Yeah, because you have like a very good physique and all of that. Well, some of us are so unlucky that by the time we had the first one, second, we kept increasing. Like, the dress sizes just kept going up.
Wow.
Yeah, I went from a 4 to a 6, from a 6 to a 14, from a 14 to a 16 to a 20. It just kept going up. And I want to look the way I looked before, prior to having kids. I still want to wear those kind of outfits dresses that I want. Yeah, and look good. So it's for me. Like Mr. Winger said, it's for me. It's for my personal gratification because this is how I want to see myself, not how I want somebody to see me. Yeah.
And so what's with the obsession, ladies and gentlemen, with our BBL doing the front and for the guys, the enhancements? What's with the obsession? What statement are you trying to make? Who are you trying to please?
Yeah, trying to be.
And at the end of the day, do you get that fulfillment? Because it's one thing to go through. I've seen people's process. It's painful.
It's painful.
I've seen people go around with these bags. I've had a colleague tell me about her roommate who did, and she had to be mopping around her, cleaning her up,
oh my God,
lifting her, giving her a clean up instead of a bath, you know, and for her, after a while, it was draining. And so I'm wondering, what would make you bring yourself to going through that very painful process? Although people say that it's very fun when it's ready.
Just do it. Let a professional do it, please. If it has to be done, let a professional do it.
All right, let's take one quick call and then we'll go on a break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning.
Faith,
good morning. Quickly. This is Nigeria Info.
So are you live?
Yes, we are.
Sorry, I'll call you
Okay. Well, we have to go on a break. And when we come back, we're still talking about body enhancements. And of course, tweaking your body, getting a BBL for the guys, male enhancements, body parts enhancements. Why do we go through these processes? Our guest is a life coach and he's been talking with us. We'll be right back after this break.
This is an infomercial.
Don't do me like this.
But I don't dare wait, oh. I don't dare see so. And I still dare pray, oh. I still dare pray, oh.
All right, all right, all right, all right. It's What's Up Lagos, 31 minutes gone past the hour of 11 o'clock, and I'm Mary Anna Cone, Fancy Nancy, my pink Barbie, Feta. We are an all-girl star cast on the afternoon. So we are talking about body enhancements. We're talking about plastic surgeries. Yeah. We're talking about BBLs. How it's become so prevalent. And my guest, Gwenga, is a life coach. He's been giving us reasons why people... get these surgeries. He's also talked about why we should be confident in ourselves.
Yeah.
And we should appreciate ourselves. And then he also said that it's not a crime if you do it because you're trying to better yourself. But then who's to say that we're all not trying to better ourselves?
Yeah, well, some people get pressured
when
to
we
do
get
it,
a nice
especially
backside.
The ones that get the BBLs.
Anyway, I want you to join the conversation quickly because Benga has very little time to take your questions in the next 5 minutes. So tell us, why is this cosmetic surgery so prevalent? Is that what men love, especially for the women who are getting it? Is that what the men are saying that they like? Is that the new way to a man's heart? I mean, what about the non-endowed women? Do they not get any love? People like Feta and I.
I'm sure you all have love.
Why? How?
We're slim.
Well then. I'm comfortable with my skin.
Exactly. So are we not supposed to get love? What about the... Because somebody asked the other day on social media... How many natural women are still
in Lagos?
You know, in Lagos?
Especially this axis.
Do people do it because they want to get? Is it like a bill paying strategy? This is how you get to pay your bills.
Strategy. I like
is
that.
Is this just a fad and a passing phase? And when it's gone, what happens to?
Exactly. That's what Mr. Gwenga said.
Yes. Now, when will there be a time when this thing will no longer be in vogue? Because these are
Khloe Kardashian just took hers off the BBL.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happens then? And do we consider the long-term implications?
Exactly.
Yeah, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. 0700-993-993-993. And you can also call 01465-7190. Would like to hear from you. And you can send us a WhatsApp message. You can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. We're talking about these BBLs and body enhancements for the guys. Is this what the ladies want? Does it pay the bills for the women who are getting these BBLs like every other day, even when people are dropping dead as a result of this? Let's take your calls. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Go ahead, quickly.
Okay, for me, I don't think there's anything wrong with BBL. It's your choice. Anyhow you want to look, any shape you want, you can go and get it. My question is, who should we blame? Is the BBL just special? Is it the girl or the doctor? Who is supposed to be blamed?
And it goes wrong, right?
Interesting question. Benga, you can hear her. She's saying, who should be blamed? Is it Is it the doctor? Is it the person who's going to get the body enhancement in this case? Why, she's saying, why should there even be doctors who are taking these cosmetic surgeries to, you know, the extent that he's gone? But the man is doing his job. Exactly. Can you stop him?
Okay. So you want me to answer?
Yes, please.
Okay. So when you talk about blame, the first thing you need to understand is in a professional surgery, don't forget that there is a document that you are going to sign. Every professional surgery, there is a document, there is a legal document to sign.
Mm.
So when things go wrong, who do you blame?
Mm.
You blame yourself because there are technical faults, there are human errors. Mm. So it depends on what goes wrong. But for me, the truth is you are the one who put yourself under the risk.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well,
put yourself under the risk. So wisdom demands that if you want to do that kind of a thing, make sure you get a professional.
Yeah.
And do your case.
Yes.
Don't say because they said they are doing it for 200,000 naira under one roof. Labele, Yoruba will call it Labele. You now go there. You may find yourself to blame.
All right, we have another caller. Let's take this last one before we let you go, Gwenga. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, ladies. What's up, Lagos?
What's
Good
up, Lagos?
Morning. What's up, Lagos? Just alive.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
For me, it's more worrisome for me when I see young women going under this knife. These are women that have not even given birth. They are not even married. Probably you will envisage in their 20s or 30s. And my worry becomes, by the time this set of women gets to 50 and 60, what becomes of them?
Hmm.
And as you rightly said, sometimes we do certain things without thinking of the lifetime repercussion, because I know medically that everything one do have its own consequences and disadvantages.
Yeah.
Which sometimes these group of women are not even aware of. If your normal body can age, how much more something that is an implant or that has been tampered with?
Okay.
So I don't know whether they actually remember old age or they just want to feel good now and they will feel whatever consequences that comes with it. That's my own part of the whole thing.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. We have just 1 minute to let Benga go. So quickly, Benga, would you like to respond before we say our goodbyes to you, because our time is up on Zoom?
Okay, so what I'm going to say is this. Young ladies, young men, listen to this. No matter how thin you are, no matter how small your frontiers are, somebody somewhere in the corner will love you like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
No matter how ballistic you are, my friend, God does the command there, we say, I like them large. I love them large.
Thank that you.
No matter how large you are, no matter how flat you are, no matter how expanded or enlarged you are, the truth of the matter is there is somebody somewhere who is envying you, who is looking for every way of getting you into his bedroom as his own wife, as his own lover.
Okay.
Forever.
All
so
right.
Please don't run past your time.
All
Everything
right.
and everyone we eat breakfast last.
Oh. Well, that's a nice way to put it. Well, Benga Ademujimi is a life coach for Human Design Systems, and we want to appreciate him for being part of this conversation. Thank you so much, Benga, for being here.
Thank you, guys. You are doing wonderfully well. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Benga, for being part of the conversation. All right. Well, the conversation still is on for the next few minutes before we go for a break to bring you some very important messages. The phone calls are still coming through. So 0700-993-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos? We lost that call. call us back if you can. All right, well, we got messages coming in on WhatsApp. Let's read some of those messages and then we'll go back to the phone lines.
All right, this one is coming from, okay, no name. Umar from Omole, Umar from Omole Face 2 says, to me, it's not a good thing to go on such a thing because it's like you're not appreciating what God has done. Created and in Islam is prohibited. Thanks. Oh, yeah.
That's good. This one says,
go for it if you really need one, but I must confess, I love curvy ladies. Die. Muhyiddin, with that one.
But Nancy, we naturally, you know, when I was a kid growing up, in Lagos, the lady who used to make my hair, Lagos Island here.
Yeah.
She was the curviest person I'd ever seen, because from our parts, our parts of town,
yeah, exactly,
we're thick, but we're not as curvy as the Yoruba women.
Yeah, they have this.
And so God has naturally blessed us with the curviness. I used to have a makeup artist that was amazingly curvy, naturally curvy.
It wasn't
curvy.
A thing until the Kardashians made it a thing.
Where did the Kardashians get it? They got it from us. They want to look like the black, gorgeous women. South African women.
Exactly.
It
wasn't a thing until they made it a thing. And it wasn't a thing until Brazilians made it a thing.
Yeah.
And that's where we got the BBL from.
Yeah.
So it became fashionable to look like that.
I know. Let's take some more calls. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Life
is what's up, Lagos, baby. Give me some
what's
juice.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Now we're talking. All right, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What is wrong. Let's use our body to praise the Almighty God.
But we're praising Him.
Appreciate who give it to you, because everything has consequences. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. We have two more minutes to take some quick calls, and then we'll be wrapping up this side of the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
No, turn off your radio, please.
Yeah, I'm turning to what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, my name is Mark. I'm calling from Ogba.
Hi, Mark. Do you like curvy ladies or natural ladies? Naturally curvy ladies.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
do you like
you.
It natural or you like it enhanced?
I actually don't like it enhanced. I like, natural ladies.
Okay.
You know, I like it natural. The way God created us, I just believe that every one of us the talents of what we have, like we see what God has given to us. That is how I see it.
Thank you that there are still some men like you out there. But ladies, quickly before we go, in a sentence, Nancy.
Yes.
Like I asked at the end of the day, what happens when this fad passes? What happens?
Like I said earlier on, Khloe Kardashian has taken hers off. So all of the ladies that wanted to look like her, they didn't do it because they wanted to, you know, look a set like the way they want to look by themselves. They did it because they wanted to look like Khloe Kardashian. She's taking hers off now. What happens? Are you going to take off yours as well? Are you going to want to look the way she looks now? You're going to keep changing yourself because you want to be somebody else.
Yeah.
And not be your person, not be who you want to be, or not look like who you want to be, look like.
So, my pink Barbie.
Yeah, I totally agree with Marianne on this one. Yeah, I'm with you. What do you guys want me to say now?
I think.
Everything is based on motive, just like he said.
Yeah, motive, exactly. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it for you?
All right, we got to go, ladies and gentlemen. We have a great conversation coming up in just a minute. Stay with us.